We're just going to wait another couple of minutes because we know there's a few meetings finishing up. Right now, people are on their way, so please bear with us a second. And also, please do sit around the table. This is going to be a discussion or dialogue. Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for your patience. We're going to make a start. So we've got until 7 p.m., and I hope that we'll have a good discussion until then. My name is Jean-Jacques Sahel. I've just recently arrived at ICANN, only just over 2 months ago, to work in the Europe team. I think quite a few of you have already taken part in European engagement strategies discussions in ICANN, so hopefully you'll know what this is all about. What I'd say, just as a by way of introduction, is that we've been talking about it a lot, so I hope that this will be the last preparatory meeting and that we can start doing some concrete actions together going forwards. But let's see what comes out of today. What I would just suggest we do, there's quite a few of you, but at the same time, not many of us know each other. So I'd like to just very briefly start with introductions. Maybe we just name and organization, please.
Bentley and Nordic, registrar.
Rike, one.com, also registrar.
Thomas, one.com, also registrar.
Stefania, non-commercial user constituency, Netherlands.
Sorry. Alex Deforge, a researcher at a chair of cyber strategy.
Оксана Приходько, European Media Platform.
Andrea Beccarli, I'm the ICANN Brussels regional manager.
Chris Buckridge, I'm at RIPE-NCC.
My name is Paul Rendick. I'm with the RIPE-NCC.
My name is Sandra Hoferichter. I'm here at ALEC with the Euralo and doing the Eurodic in Europe.
Christoph Bruch, German Civil Liberties Union.
Dan Rogers, Paragon Internet Group, registrar.
Chris Chaplow, Endlessly.com and Business Constituency.
Chris Mason, XLSX Solutions.
Hubert Welleman, SIDN.
Maarten Simon, SIDN.
Daniel Kalchev, register.bg.
Пламена Попова, Юрало.
Богдан Манолеа, Апти, Румения.
Annette Mühlberg, Eurelo, Atlas 2.
Sam Francis, London Internet Exchange.
Sheila Shaw, Astutium, UK Registrar.
Marit Palavrita from Internet Society.
Jeremy Bell, Independent Consultant.
Barry Lieber, Huawei.
Luna Mandi, ICANN.
Wolf Ludwig, Euralo.
Peter van Roste Center.
Okay, maybe just the last person quickly.
Patrick Dodson. Explain, working with ICANN.
Okay, thank you all very much for coming. If the air conditioning works better, please feel free to join us at the table. And I'm sorry there's no coffee or tea. There's some logistical issues, but we will sort that out next time. So just if we just move on with just a quick overview of what we'd like to touch on today. Well, our shared missions and objectives as the ICANN, as the ICANN community in Europe. That's the kind of overall topic. But what we thought would be useful is just give you a very quick update on just of context, what's been happening recently, and some of the sort of big ticket items for the rest of the year, and just a quick recap also on. The current ICANN evolution, although you'll all hear a lot about it tomorrow in plenary sessions, but I just thought it would be useful to give you a quick heads up. Then we'll move on to talk again about the European Engagement Strategy. This is not new for many of us. It's actually relatively new for me as a newcomer to ICANN, but people have been talking about a European Engagement Strategy since ICANN 47, so it's a couple of years. Well, a little bit less than a year, maybe. Year and a half. So we'll just recap what input we've had so far, the sort of discussions we've had and ideas that have come out. Thank you. Oh, that is much better. Okay. I can do my Barry White impression.
It's working.
And then Andrea will take you through the online survey that we did on the strategy in the last 2 or 3 months that sort of helped to go a little bit deeper into some of the ideas that were discussed at previous ICANN meetings. And then really as the fourth and fifth items, I'd just like to just throw a couple of ideas on the table and then discuss with you all, because luckily I'm glad to see that there's representatives of all the stakeholder groups around the table, just to try and come to some more concrete ideas on how we should move forward. And so I'll just pause for a second to see if there's any particular points or questions or ideas right now. Any other item that you would suggest? Or starting statement? Okay. So if we just move on to the next slide. So what's up? This is just, I'll be very brief because most of you, I think, are fully aware. Recently, we've had Net Mundial, which produces a number of principles and a roadmap that's for wider internet governance of all those aspects that touch on ICANN. What was interesting in that meeting was that this was one of the first few genuine international meetings that tried to embody the multi-stakeholder model a little bit like ICANN does, with the various stakeholder groups represented and able to go to the microphone and either ask questions or suggest comments directly. Then, just a few weeks after that, there was a high-level panel on internet governance chaired by the Estonian president, which reported with a number of ideas for how to evolve internet governance. Importantly, of course, in March, as I think you all know, the US announced that it would transition or intends to transition its oversight function of the INAC contract to the global multi-stakeholder community. On the back of that, we also started a review of accountability for ICANN to make sure that with this transition we had the right capabilities and processes in place. And then, of course, we continue to globalize ICANN. And today's session is very much about globalizing ICANN, and we'll discuss that in as we talk in particular about some of the survey results, some of the previous discussions we had about making sure that ICANN is truly representative in the many meanings of the word. Now, just looking ahead, some big dates, of course, this week, which is pretty amazing. You might know that there's around 3,500 people that have registered for this meeting, and there's 3,000 that have actually showed up at the hotel. So this is the largest ICANN meeting ever, and by a long shot. We had 2,400 in Beijing, and we thought that record would stay for a while. No, London has done it, and by the looks of it, it's also done it with a really wide variety of people present and a wide geographic representation. So It seems to be very positive in that sense. So then a few other key dates. The annual IGF, where I hope a lot of you will come, especially because it's not far from our shores. It's in Istanbul, early September. The registrations are open for this one. So please go there. It should be packed. I mean, there's a huge number of workshops proposed across a huge number of issues. And it's going to be one of the big next steps in taking forward the Net Mundial outcome, we hope. So pretty good meeting. ICANN 51, of course. Some of us will be interested in the ITU Plenipotentiary Conference late October in Korea, which will touch on internet-related issues. And, of course, we've got this the end of the current contractual arrangements between ICANN and the US government in September 2015. And by the end of 2015, we will have had a review by the UN General Assembly of the World Summit on the Information Society. And generally across the over the next coming year or so, we will be taking forward the outcomes of the Net Mundial. So that's some of the key dates ahead of us. I'll just pause here just for a second to see if there's any comment or questions. Okay. The great thing about not talking close to the microphone is that no one hears me, so no question can be asked. Very transparent, right? So, just two free slides to recap on ICANN accountability, just because although there are discussions tomorrow in plenary, I think it's really important that people are up to date and are able to contribute within the timeline as possible. I'm not going to read everything that's on here because a lot of you have heard it already, and you'll hear much more about it tomorrow. Importantly, I would just mention again that the public comment on process, terms of reference and inventory ends on the 27th of June. So if you wanted to respond, you've got one more day to do so. I just thought it was useful to mention it again, just the last time for a final push, so to speak. And then after this, a working group on accountability will be... let me just recap a bit. So on the transition from the NTIA stewardship, a coordination group will be formed in the coming days. On the accountability side, it will be a working group, which will be formed of both community members and external subject matter experts. There'll probably be one person in charge of board liaison. I think we're talking about 27 members of that working group. And the working group will, of course, coordinate very much the community dialogue. That'll be, you know, them very much driving the whole process and coming up over the coming months with effectively a blueprint for any accountability changes and evolutions that need to happen. Now, there'll be quite a number of areas that people can look at within the accountability review. You can see them listed here, and it goes across a wide spectrum of issues, all the way from technical operations to economics or risk management, competition issues, innovation, etc. So an important thing to remember is that although there is a public comment that's closing tomorrow, this is only this is an ongoing process, of course. So there will be those many interactions with the working group over coming months, and various points at which further input and feedback will be sought. And so, how to join the discussion again? We'll just sum it up. Importantly, tomorrow we'll have this this big meeting in plenary. Sorry, I'm getting the dates wrong. It's Friday that the public comment ends rather than tomorrow, and tomorrow is the discussion mainly from 10:30 to 12:30 for accountability, and I believe we're touching on NTA transition again in the afternoon. Is it in the morning as well? Sorry, Nigel, do you want to just say which time? Sorry, well, putting you on the spot there. Anyway, I just thought it would be useful to just put that up there, just to make sure everyone is broadly knows what happens. We go to a lot of meetings where all of this is mentioned many, many times, so we might not realize who hasn't heard it already, so I just thought it was useful to do this again. I'll just stop here for any questions from this from you around the room on this, or any thoughts. And, of course, there will be a public forum tomorrow, an opportunity to ask questions from the people actually working on this directly. But any questions?
So this is not a question, more a comment. The previous slide, or the slide with the coming up events. This is going back a little further. I think it would also be really interesting, and not something we can do right now, but to have a sort of parallel list of perhaps more European-focused events. I mean, there are obviously, I'm Ripe NCC, there's a Ripe meeting later this year, which will be of some interest, or interest to some stakeholders in ICANN. I'm sure there are plenty of other events as well. Things like the Studie in Kreis, which sort of is a focus for Europeans on ICANN issues. So I think alongside this sort of global perspective, because obviously this is where a lot of these discussions have to lead, but it's important to highlight what forums exist for discussion among European stakeholders, not just the sort of big ICANN or global meetings.
Absolutely agree. Sounds like a planted question or comment. I fully agree. Yeah, this was just, as I said, a big ticket sort of dates. I could mention, for instance, the RIPE NCC meeting in London on the 3rd to 7th of November.
That wasn't necessarily where I was going, but sure, yes.
Has the Centre Legal and Regulatory Workshop on the 8th of September in Oslo, I believe. So all that, we can discuss it later on in the programme, but absolutely, I think that's an action item that I hope that a lot of us will be happy to help with. Thank you. Any other comments, suggestion, planted question? Yeah, Peter.
I don't think we agreed this question up front, but on the accountability, the closing of the process, just to confirm, what is closing tomorrow is a public comment period on the process, not on the list of subject matters and the scope that you published right after this one. Is that correct? Yeah. Okay.
Hi there, Chris Chaplow from the Business Constituency. I've just looked back because I always like to go back and reference where we are, and I noticed on the Singapore website for this meeting it still says transcript to be provided and the deck isn't there. So if we could attend to that, thanks.
Thanks very much. We will do. I haven't even got a copy myself, so...
Because we get to know.
Okay, fine. Thanks for raising that. Yep, any other? Okay, so let's move on to just looking precisely at what has been discussed in the context of this, European story, I call here. Yes, it's difficult, it's just weird. Yes, well... people who know about freedom of speech seem to know about microphones too. Thank you. So, as I said, I'm quite new to ICANN. I must admit, I hadn't heard about the European Engagement Strategy until fairly recently. And so many of you in the room will have known much more about it. As I come to discover it, I see that some of my colleagues in other regions of the world have not only been talking about the regional engagement strategy, but they've already launched it. So in the Middle East, LATAM and Africa, they've been going for about a year already. I think some of you are involved with them. And basically, it has been a story for them of working with the community on the ground and try to engage much more actively and reach out to both the community that's already involved in ICANN and trying to enhance the way we work within the region as ICANN stakeholders, and also reach out beyond the existing community. And that's very important to make sure that ICANN as a system, if you will, or as a community, is truly representative. You've probably heard it here and there during this week, but we are getting close to 3 billion users. We are obviously not all in North America and Europe, and we need to be better at making sure that it's truly representative. And even within Europe, it's quite clear that we need to be present, to have a proper European representation, a proper representation from business, from civil society, etc. And so I hope that this is the sort of initiative that we can all take forward together, and that's how I see it, and I hope that you can all sort of help me shape that properly, or help us shape that properly. So if we just move on to what has been discussed so far, I've tried to summarize some of the discussions that happened since ICANN 47 and some of the key ideas that have emerged, and this is very much simplified, of course, because there was a lot of input, but some of the key points, in terms of the aim of engagement, a lot of the input was that, we need to improve the understanding of ICANN and more widely internet governance and the multi-stakeholder model when we talk to European stakeholders. And that's valid for both the existing ICANN community, but also, people that one might call outsiders, people that are just not knowledgeable about ICANN. And also there's this idea about closing the gap between people who are experts or veterans of ICANN and internet governance and then the wider public. In terms of having an engagement strategy and why we should do this together, well, the rationale is, again, to increase the representation of each country in the region in the process and increasing the representation of each stakeholder group, ensuring it's based on a genuine multi-stakeholder model. In terms of scope, well, that's probably debatable, but it seems that people thought that we should think about Europe in the sense of a wider European region of about 47 countries. I've not listed them here because depending on who you talk to, the 47 countries are very different. But I think that what I take from that is we're talking about broad Europe, not just the EU. So we can. I'd be happy to come back to that, but that's what I saw from transcripts of previous sessions. And in terms of our approaches, there are some of the ideas that came up. Well, things like, well, for instance, we should map who are the actors in the region and what are the main issues of concern from each country. That's in the next couple of slides. You see some of the stuff that's come up already, but that's one of the main ideas: this mapping of actors and issues. Again, identifying cross-European issues and the existing structures that are involved, and then coordinating and having a dialogue with each other regularly. And then lots of ideas around awareness raising, capacity building, and joint advocacy or lobbying in some of the local and global, I suppose, internet governance issues. So that's sort of my own take, having read the transcript and seen the previous presentations of what was discussed. Of course, I wasn't actually there. So others might be able to colour it and tell me if I got the main issues right. But let me just move on to the next slide, which has got a bit more detail on the issues, I believe. Oh, sorry, no, we're moving on to the survey. So I'll just stop here a moment before Andrea takes us through the online survey that tried to dig a little bit deeper into what stakeholders were expecting. Any comments or questions, especially from those who were here at previous sessions? Have missed anything important? Renata?
Yes, we have a question from a remote participant. Marianne Unterlugauer of ORF. What is the difference between ICANN European Regional at Large and ICANN Engagement Strategy for Europe?
Well, as there are a couple of Wolf Ludwig from Juralo, what is part of at large, and as there are today quite a number of our at large structures here at this meeting, we are representing the user community at ICANN and also at ICANN Europe, of course. And we are one of the various stakeholder groups here at ICANN, and we consider ourselves as part and component of this regional strategy. And we have discussed this yesterday at our General Assembly in line with this ICANN meeting, and we are discussing on the at-large level a complementary European strategy for the next years. So I would like to suggest to understand this in a complementary way.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments?
Was that the answer, I'm sorry?
So that was the answer. The answer being, so you've got the ALAC community, the At-Large Committee for Europe, and they very much stem from the user group within the ICANN communities. There's a diagram a bit later where the various groups are shown, but everyone can have their own. But yeah, it's one of the constituent communities. So they will have their own plan. The idea is that this is not replacing their plan. This is hopefully just a joint initiative where we help each other. We feed into each other's plans, if that makes sense. We find synergies. Any other question? Yeah, please, Julia.
Thank you. Julia Morin, it's Juralo as well, Juralo Secretariat. I wanted just to underline, as we had the discussion and the question concerning Juralo and at-large structures, maybe for capacity building activities and awareness raising, we can cooperate or you could cooperate with ILS,
which are part of, Uralo, because a number of ILSs, they deliver capacity building already in this field, in the field of internet governance and other and related issues. So I think I'm pretty sure they will be happy to, to assist and to cooperate closer. Thank you.
Thank you. Point taken. We'll run that out. Peter, please.
Peter van Rossen from Center. It might be on one of the further slides, but one of the things that I know CCTLDs have brought up and others from related communities have brought up repeatedly is that, especially in engaging with partners, governments or other entities on a national level, it should be underlined that this happens in cooperation with local partners. And I know that this is something that has come up at previous discussions on this, so it might be fair to add it to the input so far, that there is a request to cooperate on a national level with local partners, whether it's CCTLDs or the local internet community or the ISOC chapter, that especially when targeting governments and bringing forward messages to governments, on internet governance, for instance, there is that cooperation. Thanks.
So just so I understand better, because I think I understand and I think I agree, this is basically saying, say for instance, we're thinking of doing a workshop on DNS for government officials. We might want to touch base with, I don't know if it was here, it would be Nominet, the UK registry. Is that broadly the thought? Or at least we could coordinate or talk to each other, basically. Yeah. If that's the idea, well, that's very much where I'm coming from, which is that I think we all have complementary objectives and we all have limited resources, so we might as well join forces. Sorry?
Your resources are not that limited, but no, I see your point, and it's being complementary.
I'm very glad we'll be supporting that with the Centre Board.
but also working as partners, because I think we really can reinforce each other. We all have our strengths, and having ICANN taking this up as a coordinator for that engagement should be applauded, and we definitely want to be part of this. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Please, Paul.
I just wanted to ask, is there a listing of any areas of concentration that are coming up in your presentation?
Issues.
Yeah, like issues that are common? Because one of the things, I, if I could, I'm Paul Rendick from the RIPE NCC, one of the things I wanted to say is I was quite involved with the Middle East strategy bit of ICANN, and I have to say I'm quite proud of what they produced. I was welcomed as an observer there, and I did very much give the input that I could. The great thing I think about what they did, I mean, because they have a certain way of doing their thing. I'm not suggesting that we follow that here. Here in Europe, we're going to do things the way we want to do. But one thing that came out of their discussions is that they made a set of issues that they thought were important for their region. I think it would be great if we could identify those for Europe, because it made it very easy for my organization to pick out what I could and equally as important could not be involved with, right? Because there are some things that others need to champion or others need to get involved in. And I think this is where you then see the synergies of cooperation in certain areas of where people can work with ICANN. I very much am supporting what Peter has said about getting the locals involved. I can speak for the RIPE community here in saying that when we go out to the national level, or when we've got issues from a national level, they very much want us to work with the national entities there in driving this, especially with government engagement. So I do support that. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Paul. Sorry if I'm a bit slow. I'm just taking notes, including that we need to bring Shisha, I think, to the next meeting.
I can supply that.
Well, we can just go down the road. Okay. Thank you. That was really helpful. All good. Any other points, or shall we? Did you want? Hold on. I've got it.
Thank you, Annette from Uralo. I just want to support this idea. I think the issues is the most important thing which we are interested in, but I would also be curious to see your slides, so my proposal would be to rush through the slides as an overview. Okay. So that we get an idea what you want to present, and then we concentrate on issues. And then my proposal is that we end this session a little earlier, because I guess all of us have to go back to the rooms and the lifts are fully packed, stopped. You have to walk 10, and so on. So proposal, rush through the slides, only comments if there are questions, and then discuss issues. Thank you.
Thank you. So this is finished. Thanks very much for agreeing, and we will propose a strategy. Thanks. Andrea, do you want to just quickly go through the seven results?
Okay. I'll go, as I suggested, I'll go quickly to the slides. Just an introduction. So we thought that getting more input as possible was a good start for the strategy. So we designed a survey, and it was launched now I think 5 months ago. The survey is still out. So and if you want to join and click on that, I'll then share the link. The idea of the survey was to basically have more feedback as possible and give us some guidance. So some clear results came out. First of all, some existential questions for us. Do we need to do that? Because it's not a given that we need to do that. So we asked that in the survey, and the result was that, yes, you need to do that. Then we wanted to see, okay, which are the issues that you think, as Paul suggested, we should concentrate on that. And I tried to indicate some in the survey, but also to leave room for people to come in and propose them. So we had some indication on that one as well. While I speak, I'm now thinking that I could also make a summary of the survey and circulate it. So you can go, if you want, you can dive into the details. So the questions, well, we can go straight to some graphs then. So that's the first question, no? What should American European engagement strategy be about? And then, you see, let me just make another big, small note on that one. When I designed the question for the entire survey, I tried to, in a way, channel the participants into different tracks. Those who had almost little or no knowledge of ICANN, and those that I called ICANN acquainted. We had in total around 70 submission of the survey, the large majority of the people that know ICANN. But the interesting trend that I noticed is that the ones that are completely out of the ICANN circle, they skipped all the questions. They just skipped. I think it's kind of a metadata that gives you how much we need to do in engagement. I designed the question as easy as possible, but the need for outreach is there. So these charts are based on, it's kind of a mix of the two different tracks. So here you can see on the focus of what we acronized as IES, in ICANN Engagement Strategy for Europe. So first of all, the relationship with the other ISTARS organizations. So work more on that level. Then on what should we focus on? ICANN remit, yes, for sure, but also look at relevant EU policies and legislative issues in the region. So do not be shy in stepping out. The remit one is relevant. And then on the ICANN remit on the impact of the larger internet ecosystem, we also have some good feedback on that. And solely on the ICANN remit, you see the chart is still there, quite relevant. So an interesting feedback is from this simple question, do you feel your stakeholder group is adequately represented in ICANN? The large majority is no. And that goes across the two groups, the one that were acquainted with ICANN, the one is called newbies, let's say. So there is this feeling of being underrepresented. Okay, this one is, what do we need as Europe to go ahead with a common approach and to do what? So the interesting feedback is that as ICANN is going through a serious and complex and structured process of ICANN globalization, the role of Europe has to emerge into that. And that's something that it makes sense, and feedbacks on that are quite straightforward. And if you go into the what could be a good outcome of the strategy, the engagement of other stakeholders and unrepresented countries stands up as the most relevant. Also on the success side, how do you define success for this strategy? And then it goes back into the participation in ICANN by all stakeholders and the underrepresented groups, the ability to influence those positions in Europe, in this case it's the European Union though, that can have an effect on Hagen policies, the growth of the DNS sector, and then the capacity building programs here, which actually got some good support for that. So this question goes on to see which is our outreach and how people do they define themselves. And you see that the individual internet users here, so what we would call the at-large structure, is the one that gave more response to the survey. But the good data here is that it's quite evenly represented. So we had a good representation of the different stakeholder groups. So these are some of the common issues and interests focused on the European region. And
just to be clear, the bits on the left, the issues on the left, were issues that were raised in previous discussions at ICANN meetings. The ones on the right is the survey results, sorry, just to be clear. So all the issues that you see with bullet points on the left, that was discussed at ICANN 47, 48, 49. That's what came up of meetings like this. And on the right, it's some of the key issues that were mentioned in the survey.
Sorry.
I can read them. So you want to test my eyesight then?
Well, you've got a computer, right?
Yeah, but I'll show you how. I can do that, even backward. So what do you want me to read?
The right side.
So you go. Why do you want? What do you want to get? I get involved in.
The big ones.
So. So business interest, government mandate, public servant international. No, wait.
Business interest is the top priority?
No. Sorry, it's got colors. It's not a top priority. That's not ranked in. Sorry, it's not ranked. That's just because it's an Excel pie chart. It doesn't mean that it's the top one. The ones in bold are the four more important areas that were represented. I'll just do this one because I've got very good eyesight, just no hair. So business interest was mentioned as one of the important things, but then the really biggest one is actually the sort of light blue one, which is I want to learn more about the management of the internet domain name system. And then it was interest in a multi-stakeholder model. That's the kind of pink one on the left. And then interest in the internet governance debate. That's the dark blue one. So that seemed to be four of the key issues. We could always have improved the questions we asked in the survey to be more. This was not an exercise in identifying the issues. So this was just one of many questions. So it didn't go into as much detail as one might have liked, perhaps. But I think that still what comes out is that it does validate that there is interest in the sort of institutional aspects, you know, the internet governance debate, the multi-stakeholder model, and then there's the more day-to-day stuff about awareness raising and capacity building around the DNS. And it's not that it doesn't match the list of issues on the left, it's just that it wasn't the same question, but... I think that'll be useful feedback now to have when we finish presenting the survey, to just have your comments and maybe start in particular on the issues themselves, if you want to just comment on the issues again. Sorry.
There's another one that just wraps up. So what people want to hear about ICANN, no? On ICANN itself, there is clearly more need to explain what ICANN structures and procedures are and how it works. What's the role in the internet governance, the general debate, and then how to participate and how to and understand how the policy making at ICANN works. And these are the most relevant objectives in the ICANN strategic plan, which is our strategic plan, and it says increase industry competition, lower registration abuse, rollout of the new GTLD. So on one side, we have some plans that kind of detailed and focused on the ICANN's remits, but then we are also asked to enlarge our participation structure and do some greater involvement and efforts. And I think if we go, so how do we do back? And shall I pass it to you? I mean, I have.
Shall we just stop for a minute, maybe, and take questions? I see that wolf. Sorry.
There is some confusion among some participants here in the room about this survey, and there was another survey last October, just in the course of the planning process of Atlas II, the At Large User Summit, which is now was held in line with ICANN 50 here in London. And our survey, the Atlas II survey, which was addressed to our member community, asked quite some similar questions, like your ICANN regional survey, and there may have been some duplications even of questions. And the results of the Atlas II survey was the basis for the agenda setting of Atlas II. And this is what some of our members here present in the room referred to. And I remember when you launched your survey, I think it was Nigel at the time who asked me whether I can could circulate the link to the ICANN survey on our list, what I actually did. I have no control, etc. I do not know how many of our members participated in your survey. But I guess there might have been quite a number of members who may have responded to it.
Thank you, Wolf, and thanks for directing them to this. I mean, there wasn't a huge number of respondents. It was about 60 plus.
70.
Mm-hmm. And I think, as you saw in the distribution chart, it was there was a strong proportion that described themselves as internet users, so I guess that would be ALAC, but it was distributed. Right. It was a quick snapshot survey. It's just it was to test some of the discussions we had, and I think it did confirm some of the underlying assumptions. It didn't go into enough detail maybe on the issues, but at the end of the day, when I read it as a sort of newbie, it's quite clear that people feel that there needs to be better engagement of stakeholders, including from Europe and from the various stakeholder groups. I mean, that's a big takeaway. Let me, if you don't mind, then I'll just move on, actually, because that's what I say in the next slide. Whoops, if that works. Yeah. So that there is an interest in demand for, on one hand, education capacity building, and understanding of ICANN and of the internet governance ecosystem and how it works, and that seems to be true across Europe. And then when we go in a little bit more detail, well, we clearly need to communicate and to engage better as ICANN in Europe, both with our existing community, because people who responded to the survey were mainly from the existing community, and the vast majority said they don't feel like they're properly involved. So, you know, we've got a better job to do here. And then also we need to go beyond that existing community. We need to go and reach out to more people in each of the stakeholder groups across ICANN. And I think just as effectively an opening segment for a bit more of a discussion, you know, I think there's many people and organizations in Europe that share our interests, our objectives, and that have related activities. And we've started to hear that from Wolf, from Peter and Paul, you know, from the website or Uralo and others. So I'll just... I know that Wolf tried to take me over, but when I was at a Uralo meeting, and he's got a really nice diagram with lots of bubbles, and I've got my own diagram with lots of bubbles. If I get there. There you go, and you can't see anything because of my formatting. But basically, all of us are one internet community in Europe, and all of us are registrars, the business community, governments, ISOC, Uralo, ICANN, RIPE, Center, whatever you name it. The point is that many of us have got very similar objectives, and many of us have at least parallel activities, and certainly we have synergies that can be found. That's how I look at it. I would be very happy if someone designed a better diagram. I know Wolf designed a pretty good diagram. I got another one from Sébastien Bachelet the other day that had about 200 names on it. I will try and find a good way to do this diagram in the future when I have time during my holidays. Anyway, so I'll just leave it to that. Maybe just with a quick, another final slide, that just a few ideas, but they come from previous suggestions made by participants. I think we should try and share each other's program of activities that we're planning in Europe and seek synergies to help each other, simply. And we should see how much we can share or help each other with external communications. You know, simple things such as, you know, we've got a new EMEA newsletter, which should be out any second, actually. Yes. And, you know, I hope that maybe it will be redistributed to the URLO membership and, you know, and vice versa. We'd be happy to flag your own activities, etc. I think we should think about things like that. A very important thing that I'd like to discuss today in the next few minutes, it would be good to have a quick chat about issues. If you've got things you want to flag up that would, you think are really important issues where we can sort of gel European stakeholders' sort of pool of interests and resources. But importantly, I'd like to discuss how we can communicate. We could have regular calls. We could certainly have face-to-face meetings at the ICANN meetings, a bit like today, but also at things like Eurodig, at the IGF, etc., where we can touch base and, again, just show each other's, share each other's program of activities and see, for instance, you know, I can be, you know, can Peter be a speaker in one of the ICANN events somewhere, or would it be helpful to have an ICANN presentation at a URLO meeting, etc., etc. You can think of it, and coordinate all that, share each other's plans, basically have a joint program of activities. Maybe I heard in the URLO meeting yesterday someone talk about speakers lists. I'd love to know who we think in the community is a very good speaker on this or that subject, etc., etc. So there's a number of ways of working that I'd love to have input from people on. Yeah, I think a lot of this exists, just informal. I don't want to make it that formal either, but I think we should just have some sort of coordinated plan. It can remain an informal plan, but you know, we are doing a lot of activities around Europe. And apart from the Centre Board, we don't have unlimited funds. That was a joke. We all have limited resources, and we should all work together. So I'll leave it at that, and I'd just like some comments and suggestions, both on the mapping of issues, but more importantly, I think, on ways of working. So I'd just like to start. I'd like to start, as of this summer, getting things done. Please, any reactions, comments?
Yeah, Chris Chapler. Just want to clarify, are we heading towards a report? Is that the aim of this? Even if it's some sort of document that the community, the larger community, can comment on, not necessarily a report going, I don't know, going to the board or whatever, but otherwise it just seems to me it's a whole, you know, sort of going around in circles with ideas and PowerPoints and all this sort of thing. That's the first question, anyway.
That's a good point. I'd be happy for others to comment. My view is more that I'd rather have as an outcome a shared calendar of events and some joint planning of events. And yes, out of that we can report to the board or others about how we engage in Europe. But my personal view is that we should action things. And of course that can take the form of some sort of paper on how we're going to do it. But really I'm much more interested in action on the ground. But that's just me, maybe. I don't know what others think or view. If you think a report would be useful, I mean,
just come out. I mean, maybe, the word report perhaps sounds too heavy, but at least some sort of document where everything's in one place, give it another name, not to make a work project, because, you know, this has gone round and round in circles, really, since 47. But there's an advantage to that. We can look and see what the other groups are doing and send people over there and come back with good ideas, I suggest, yeah.
Hi there. Europe at ICANN.org, is that what mailing list is this? Is this a mailing list you'd like us to subscribe to, or is that you?
That's us.
That's you.
We could create a mailing list. Okay. This is just us to say if you want to reach us.
Okay. I have just a few suggestions I'd like to throw on the table to get us rolling here. First, I like your ideas here. I think that something concrete that we can do is to have a mailing list for those that would like to participate. What I also think would be good is that it's great to have a committee of people and everybody can bring forward their points, but I think that designing by committee would be a little difficult. So I looked at the lovely bubbles of light pastels that you put up on the other slide, and I think what you can do is you can probably call on each one of these groups to provide you with one or two individuals to maybe come together and have an off-site telephone conference call, Skype call, whatever you would like, to bring down some of these issues clearly from each one of those groups, and then have a set that you can publish to a list that everybody can then comment on. I think this is probably the quickest way you'll get the kind of feedback that you're looking for. Otherwise, I think designing by committee when we only come together at a meeting, I think we lose a lot of time. And I think it's it would be great in the in between if you had that. Then when we came to a meeting like this, we could actually touch upon those issues. Now, I know not every single issue would be able to be pointed out, and I can imagine that at some stage it wouldn't be interesting for the RIPE NCC to get involved in some of the pieces. But these things are topical. Things come on the plate and get off the plate. So not every group would be topical at any one given time. I think we need to digest that. So, and then I think that once you do that, you can see what kind of commitment you can get from each group or organizations or just individuals from the internet that can contribute.
In the meantime, just to say that in the survey, mailing list came out like 80% of preferences. So we're going to do that.
Okay. Thank you. Bogdan Manola from APTI, member of URALO. Three concrete issues. One, you talk about mapping the stakeholders, and there are already some good initiatives in this respect. Oksana, that is staying next to you, has made a great map that he has shared on the URALO mailing list with who's who on a European level. It might not be perfect, but it's certainly perfectible, so you can work on that. Also, there is a map of actors made by our colleagues from Diplo Foundation. That's on mapping. On engagement of stakeholders, I'm not sure if I didn't see it completely or it was not on the list, but I think we need to include somehow the academia sector. There are a lot of activities going on in this respect in a number of European countries. There is a European project that also aims to talk about internet governance called mapping, and there is plenty of room there. Also, I'm not sure if you mentioned about governments or that's part of GEC or it needs to be separately. This is a sensitive discussion and maybe it's not a good place to discuss it right now, but it's something that you need to look into. The third point related to the issues, I think there will be two parts. One are intrinsically related to our part of Europe, being Council of Europe or European Union. And there is the NIS directive, there is the data protection regulation that came up into a lot of discussions that we had also today on who is in privacy issues. But I agree that we need to think generally about what are the interests for Europe in ICANN and in our activities. And we started to have this discussion among our LASs yesterday at our General Assembly in URALO. We didn't have time to finish it, but I think we are going towards the direction to really support users' rights and user interests. And when I'm talking about user rights, we are talking about digital civil rights. So this is key to our activity. And sometimes, not all the times, but sometimes it also relates to the work that ICANN is doing. Thank you.
Thank you. I've got Wolf and Jeremy just very briefly to mention that, yes, academia and governments were mentioned in the most pastel of circles. Thank you. Yes, please, Anna.
Annette Mühlberg from URALO. I just would like to add the mapping of persons. I would like to add that we include those Europeans who are engaged in ICANN. So not that we have a list what are the functions within ICANN too. So in this mapping list. That's just one thing. The other thing is I would like to support what Bogdan said. We are very much interested, obviously, in the users' interests, but also interested what other people see or that might be interesting for users as registrants. As, you know, in their functions, There are issues coming up which they could give us a hint or we could help in other situations. For example, we had this Whois discussion today, and I think this is really a very severe issue in a in a broad sense, because it is about legal stuff, like really legal stuff. We said how can we avoid to sue registries and get to the real cause, which is ICANN, that we cannot comply to the legal to the laws in Europe. And I think there are a lot of issues we could discuss more in depth on the oh, my English is so bad. Okay. No, come on. No, I mean just that everyone has a certain knowledge of their or her function in the job, and so I think this would be interesting to get insight and ask what do you think are the users' interests. That's my wish. Thank you.
Thanks. My name's Jeremy Beale. I really contribute to discussions that I can, because I don't represent anyone but myself. I'm just an independent consultant, but I know a number of the people here, and I've been here around for a long time. But I want to intervene here, but just to ask a sort of question, because something really strikes me is that there's a complete difference between what's being discussed here and, for instance, what's being discussed in the GAC, and particularly at the high-level meeting they just had, where mainly European countries said that .wine and .vin were crucial issues for ICANN, and that even some extreme language that it would make or break the ICANN multi-stakeholder model. Now, and other issues such as to do with sensitive strings, such as geographic names. So, I mean, I just wonder. I mean, you just mentioned this. You just mentioned that governments were a sensitive issue, and maybe too sensitive. But if that sort of extreme language that is being used in the GAC, is that either just politicians' hyperbole, and that this is really where the action is, or is it just a classic case that there's a, you know, that two communities are completely dissociated from each other? And if so, isn't that something that should be thought about, and that something should be done about to try and bring it, this community and the government community and who they're dealing with, closer together?
Thank you, Jeremy. I think that's a really, really good question, and I think we've got a representative from the Gewürztraminer region.
Well, thanks a lot for this contribution. I think what we hear at the moment at the GAC level and the crowd of European GAC representatives somehow demonstrates, not only today, but over a couple of years, how far from user realities these people are away. They have problems and concerns which wouldn't come into my mind as a basic problem of an average European internet user, if there is an animal like an average European internet user. But I really believe there may be some exceptions, and I also know some exceptions on the GAC. But the general outputs and recommendations and the GAC communique, etc., what will be published tomorrow, somehow always demonstrate there is a huge gap of understanding between the different levels. So I observe over a couple of years that what Annette mentioned before, that from a user point of view, we have much more interests and concerns in common with some business actors than with governmental representatives. And I think this is work in progress, and my last remark is on an outcome, whether we need a report or a paper. I understand this whole endeavor as a constant work in process, because the moment you would publish a report, it would be most probably being outdated a year later. Therefore, to have some basics and to have a working platform, etc., we can share and we can continuously update, in my opinion, makes much more sense than just publishing a report or a paper. Thanks.
Well,
I actually would like to relate to one of the earlier slides with the cake diagram, which showed some of the replies of the people were asking which issues are important for them. And one of the issues was the capacity building. I'm representing a rather small organization that is mainly active on the national level. And from our perspective, for example, right now, the German government has announced it will produce what they call an internet strategy. We don't really know what this going to what this will be, but in order for us to lobby our government, it is important to know what's going on internationally and then feed that into the process, because lobbying usually works in the way that you approach a politician and you offer a service for free for the politician, and in return, he offers you some influence or at least his ear. So the service I can offer as a representative of my NGO in Germany is to be able to collect knowledge on an international level and give it to him where he needs it. Now, if you support me in doing that job, you know, I can send the right messages. So capacity building is not only about capacity building for me. Capacity building is about putting our local people on the national level into a position that they become experts, which you cannot bypass.
Thank you. Yes, Chris Chapler for the transcript. Just to be brief, to answer the consultant gentleman at the back, my answer would be to remind the group that my understanding is this isn't ICANN European strategy, this is ICANN European engagement strategy. And I think there lies the difference. Thanks.
Hello. Oh, sorry. All right. Yeah, just brief. Nigel Hickson, staff. Just a couple of reflections, if I may. I mean, first of all, on the on the survey, which we did following discussions at the last two ICANN sessions, and the survey was a way of judging what issues to engage on. And yes, it's, as Chris said, it was very much we decided some ICANN meetings back that it was essentially an engagement strategy we were engaged with here. Secondly, on the point of the GAC, I think what became clear in earlier discussions was not so much that we should engage ourselves here on, if you like, the outcome of particular issues, and the dot wine and the dot van is, if you like, an outcome of a particular strategy, but we should try and input European views into the strategic sort of makeup of particular policy issues at ICANN. So if we take, for instance, one of the topics that came up two or three ICANN meetings ago was the Registry Accreditation Agreement, and how, if perhaps we'd have had a European engagement structure when the RAA 13 had been drawn up, that it might be very different. And, of course, there's now an opportunity, if there's going to be a second round of the GTLD process, well, there will be a second round, to be able to input a European structure into that. In the same way, the accountability review, of course, one of the issues being looked at in the accountability view is how the GAC is structured, and if there's a particular European view there, again, that's an input into the process. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. I just wanted to thank you for the gentleman who pointed out that the constituencies are so far away from each other that we are talking here about the same issue as the GAC are talking. But for that particular issue, you have to remember that there is the new cross community working group process in develop, so that might bring some reveal to that pain. But about this, the European case, specific that they are discussing about some wine or trademark cases, I would also support the right hand side here that it's merely an issue of the European Union and relates to the European how they are going to protect the trademark cases, and in the Union there is also the outreach outreach or external relations kind of department or union, which would actually be the right place to solve these trademark issues, not maybe the ICANN, I would say. Thank you. And please, let's head soon for the buses, because they are leaving quite. Thank you.
5 seconds. I would like just to subscribe and highlight what Christoph said about do count on local structures, do count on Uralo, because we know closely our ground, so take advantage of that. And
thank you. I think we need to wrap up. So, next verse. Sorry? Yes. So, we will set up a mailing list. I would just say, basically, send a note to europe@icann.org, please, and just you will be on a mailing list. Separately, what I would ask from all of you, especially in the representative organizations like Uralo, ISOC, Center, etc., I think I'd like to take up Paul Rendek's suggestion that a small representative group of this wider group tries to have at least a conference call or if not, an away day. I would like answers by the end of next week. Okay, so that's the... I'll check, I'll tell you. Thank you. The 4th of July. How perfect. The 4th of July. So for our independence, I want a name, or two names per organization by the end of the 4th of July for URLO, for ISOC, etc. And be happy to have other volunteers if the group doesn't get too big. And then I will circulate a doodle poll so that we can have a first conference call around mid-July, say, by latest mid-July, because I know we don't want to clash with holidays, to take forward those many issues. I was very happy to see a lot of people interested in basically sharing. I think that in terms of outcomes, if we ended up with just a common calendar of events and sort of cross-promotion of each other's events, ideally starting to do more and more together in terms of organizing workshops here or there, when we advocate at national level, making sure we work hand in hand with each other, with the national structures. I think there's a lot of good ideas that came up during this meeting, so I'd like this call in a couple of weeks to start to try and put this together into a suggested, you know, very short plan, so we kind of know where we're heading, what we'd like to do. I don't think we need a 30-page strategy, but maybe just a one-page, so one or two pages, so that we've got clear thoughts that we're all happy with. And then we can start going into the more detail of the issues, etc., on that. So, again, any sort of volunteers for that follow-up conference call by the 4th of July. And send us your names at europe@icann. And any questions, any comments, anything you need, generally, you can just email me and Andrea at europe@icann. I would give you my email address, except it's about 55 characters long, so just email me there. Thank you so much for the participation. Thank you.